At first, I thought I had nothing to say on this topic, because I felt that it was too much of a temptation to narcissism, that I would end up just talking about myself rather than about writing. But I've been reading James Baldwin's Notes of a Native Son, in which he says that one writes out of one's own experience, and that everything depends, as he puts it, on how relentlessly one forces from this experience the last drop, sweet or bitter, it can possibly give. Baldwin, in his words, being a Negro writer, had far greater challenges than I, but the point is a good one. What we look for in a writer is a unique voice, and the uniqueness in a conformist, controlled, and increasingly uniform age like ours, enthralled to the great digital oligarchs and the social media, is likely to be most sharply defined by individual experience, which, because it is mine and no one else's, stands at least a chance of being truly unique. So far, so good. But what if the experience in question lacks the swaggering drama of exciting outward events? If one has not swum dangerous rapids, fled with one's bundle over the mountains, been present at revolutions, what value does one's experience have for others? British writers who have lived the long European peace since the middle of the 20th century may lack these technicolor splashes in their autobiographical tales, but our personal experiences, dramas, traumas, are no less real for being quieter, more oblique, more intimate, more elusive. I have just been commissioned to deliver a lecture in Liverpool about the presence of my native city in my writing. As a writer who has worked in many genres, literary biography, topographical writing, fiction, poetry, I occasionally surprise myself by the frequency with which the city enters into my writing. Sometimes it is explicit, as in a book I wrote about how Liverpool was represented in literature. Sometimes it is hardly perceptible, flitting through the trees at the side of the road, leaving only the most minimal footprint. I spent the first 21 years of my life in the city. My family have lived there for generations. It has been formative, far more so than perhaps I realise. By writing about it, I am exploring myself, my roots, the physical influences that made me what I am, the moral and spiritual legacy that my background gave me. I am writing to some extent about a city that no longer exists, a city of the mind, and tangled up in it are objective and subjective elements. But it is my experience, and I can see that Baldwin was right. That experience is the unique thing that I have, and the subjects I've explored in my writing, most of them utterly unconnected on the surface to that personal provenance, have been chosen by it, with or without my complicity. This, I think, is why I write, to make sense of the life experience I have been given.